Queen of the Stars. Written by H.K. After Dark and read by Corey Cathonia. Rated for general audiences and no archive warnings apply. For the fandom of Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace, and the character of Padme Amidala, with the additional tags of character study. The white foundation paint is cold against her skin, startling goosebumps down her cheek and neck. A shiver runs through her. Sabe pulls back, brow creasing, and how funny to look at her doing that, to see her own face reflected. Panaka did an excellent job with her. Padme thinks that beneath this makeup and the stiff gown she wears, even their own mothers wouldn't be able to distinguish them. "My lady," Sabe says, "is everything all right?" "Yes," Padme says, "just a bit of a chill." Sabe nods and reapplies herself to Padme's makeup. First comes the heavy layer of white paint, thick and uncomfortable on her skin. Then the powder to set the paint. And then the careful application of the beauty spots on her cheeks. Her choice, from the archives of Naboo. And then the red of her mouth and the slash splitting her lower lip. By the time Sabe is finished, Padme's face feels stiff and unmovable. Which, perhaps, is the point. It's easy to maintain an expressionless facade when she fears she might crack if she does anything more than a slight smile. Rabi is combing through her hair, fingers gentle as she begins to separate strands for a plait. They've practiced this part before, sat with Padme staring at her own reflection as they turn her, bit by bit, from Padme Naberi into Queen Amidala, rightfully elected ruler of Naboo. When she looks at her face, she doesn't see herself, but every king and queen that came before her, who turned Naboo into the place of beauty and peace that it is. She feels, suddenly, that 14 years isn't old enough. Each piece of jewelry, of clothing, is an additional weight upon her. The jewel of Zenda in its crown is the last piece to be added, and with it, Padme feels her destiny lock into place. No matter what else she is, no matter who else she may become, her face will be enshrined in memory. Rabe pats her shoulder. She can hardly feel it through the thick padding of her gown. "You're ready, my lady." Padme rises to her feet unsteadily, unused to the additional weight upon her. She offers a brief prayer up to Shariah, asks for guidance, and closes her eyes for a moment to center herself. She has spent her short life training for this. She was chosen. Then she's taking the stairs with practiced, careful steps, and she's walking through the ancient halls of the royal palace as outside she hears the swell of the crowd come to see her coronation. Her handmaids fan out behind her, familiar and comfortable. Perhaps out there is her family, though she doesn't know if they would be able to make the trip to the city. She had invited them, of course, but she hasn't seen them since she was sent to school, and in some ways they are strangers to her. Do they take pride in who she has become, or do they feel as distant from her accomplishments as she does from the country girl she once was? When she steps outside into the balmy air, the roar of the crowd rises in volume. The priestess of Shariah is waiting for her, smiling faintly as Padme approaches. Padme cannot quite bring herself to look at the crowd. Not just yet. Instead, she looks up to the sky, feeling the warmth of the sun through her makeup and heavy brocade gown. She loves her planet with a fierce passion and pride that she cannot give a name to, can only compare it to the love ordinary children feel for their mothers. A sense of ownership, but also gratitude, and above all, absolute devotion. A tremor of cold goes through her as she realizes, quite clearly, that she would die for Naboo. She would do it willingly if it would keep her home safe. "Are you ready?" Sabe asks from just behind her. Her hand rests briefly between Padme's shoulder blades. "Yes," Padme says, and she steps forward to bend her knee and accept the crown upon her young and solemn brow. The end.